Carolina Snowflake. Carolina Snowflake. Carolina Snowflake.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Jason. I'm Jason. And we're back with another episode of the Carolina Snowflakes podcast. We are your hosts.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jason. And this week, I'm in a little bit of a mood because I just got done doing our research for a 4chan Fortune episode. And I need to Purell my brain a little bit. That place is a toxic shithole. It really is. And it got me thinking a little bit like, you know, this is our second time we're doing 4chan Fortune. I was thinking about, you know, doing the, I was thinking about doing the Fast and Furious thing, like, and calling it 2-4chan, 2-Fortune.
So that's clever.
So that's what this episode is.
Yeah. Okay.
2-4chan, 2-Fortune, which is kind of hard to say, actually. So it did get me thinking, though. I spent enough time on 4chan today where I was like, oh, God, I hate this. I don't want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking about, like, why do I do this? Like, why am I doing this bit?
Can I make a point real quick?
Yeah.
Seems to me like you do this every week almost where you're always talking about something that bothers you.
Yes. Yeah.
Deeply.
Yeah.
Phyllis Schlafly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Lauren Boebert.
Don't even get me started on Lauren Boebert.
That Jordan Peterson guy.
Uh-huh.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Well, this week was another week of me thinking that, and I really started to think about it. And part of it is like I want to know my enemy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a liberal. I'm a pretty liberal dude. I mean, I bounce around from, like, anarchist, nihilist, black-pilled to lefty liberal sort of back and forth. But I mean, I'm a pretty liberal dude. I'm supportive of LGBT rights, women's rights, racial equality, all these things. I believe it wholeheartedly. I'm a pretty lefty guy. So I think I want to know the enemy. I want to know the other side, the people who are voting against these things that make so much sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to understand where they're coming from and who they are. So part of it's that. Part of it is like I don't learn anything from avoiding it. So if I were to just tune out the right wing altogether and pretend like Donald Trump didn't exist, then I wouldn't learn anything. I wouldn't be able, like, the world would seem even more chaotic because I wouldn't have any idea about who this person is and what they were doing and why. So when the politicians did shit like that affected me, I wouldn't understand that it was coming or know why. And I don't know, something about knowing why helps, maybe.
But you do know that there are people out there who exist like that.
Yeah, I know. And maybe,
and I don't think that they think of the world as chaotic. They're blissfully unaware.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't know why. I need to understand. I don't know. It's like you only live once. I guess it might be the non-religious, the sort of secular atheism that I have that says, like, I only get one life, so I've only got one chance to understand things. Like, when I'm dead, I'm not going to understand it. Maybe I think if I believed that in an afterlife and that, like, God would just explain everything to me when I died, it would be easier to just live and just be like, fuck it, I don't care.
So it's like a mixture of YOLO and FOMO.
Exactly. I don't want to I only live once and I don't want to miss out. Yeah. And so I want to understand. So maybe that's part of it. And then another part of it is that, like, internet culture is interesting to me. Like, I'm very interested in internet culture as a whole, and 4chan is like the spawning ground of internet culture. So I think those are the attractions there, the thing that make me do it. But again, afterwards, I feel terrible like I do now.
I feel dirty.
And I'm like, I don't know why I do this. So
I must cleanse myself.
Yeah. Although I like the 4chan Fortune bit, and it is fun, and I think we're going to have a fun time this week, it's just a bit that it takes a little piece of my soul every time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the content I like is like that, you know? I think about one of my favorite podcasts is Knowledge Fight, and literally all they do on Knowledge Fight is talk about Alex Jones. They go over whatever Alex Jones is doing, and I love that. And I love the Louis Theroux documentaries where he would go and stay with Nazis or stay with, you know, crazy right-wing fascist people just to see what that side is like. I don't know. There's something interesting about the lefty person diving into the right-wing milieu that is compelling, I think. I don't know. Tell me how you feel at the end of this episode.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask again why we do this at the end and see if we see if you might be as confused as I am about it. So If you haven't heard the last episode, the concept of this bit is that our gorgeous co-host Amanda selects topics from the 4chan boards, and I handsomely and bravely go to them and report what I find. Wasn't that the concept?
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. So I added some extra adjectives there.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So it may be good to listen to our last 4chan Fortune episode because I went over a bit of how the site works, but it isn't really necessary for this episode, but it'd probably be good. And it was only 2 episodes ago, so I would recommend listening to that if you hadn't, but some people are stubborn.
You do you.
For the record, I am checking 4chan today at about 11:40 a.m. on April 21st, 2024 for this content. So, time stamping it there. The last time we went over the outdoors, food and cooking, and the pony boards to see what was happening.
Yes.
But those weren't all the ones that you were curious about.
No.
So this week we're starting with one that you had highlighted called Very Important Posts.
Yes.
Now, did you know what Very Important Post was?
No.
You just assumed.
Well, no, I didn't assume anything. I was genuinely curious because I'm like, all right, if we're on 4chan and then there's a whole forum dedicated to something called Very Important Posts. I'm like, well, I want to know what's very important.
Okay, well, Very Important Posts is a board for 4chan pass users. Anyone can view, but only 4chan pass users can post. It has no topic. You can talk about whatever you want. It's an experimental board. So it's for 4chan pass holders. You're looking at me like you don't know.
I don't know what that is.
A 4chan pass?
No.
A 4chan pass is something you can pay money to buy, and it allows you to bypass typing a CAPTCHA verification when posting and reporting posts on the 4chan discussion boards. Oh. 4chan pass users have reduced post cooldown timers, so they can post more.
Okay.
They don't have to use a CAPTCHA, and they bypass IP range and country blocks. So if you're using a VPN and you're coming from a like China where it has 4chan blocked or something, you can still post if you buy the 4chan pass.
Oh.
So it's like 4chan premium for...
I didn't even know that was a thing. How much does it cost?
It's like... I think it was like 20... I don't really know.
Like for a year?
Yeah, it was like... It wasn't very expensive. It was like 20 or 40 for a year or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So... I'm not sure if you knew what that was going into it, but that's what the VIP is. So these are people who actually spent money to post on 4chan.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else to word it.
Well, the first post is from all the way back on April 2nd. So it seems that the board is not very active. And the post just says, I am smoking weed. And there's a couple responses of like, cool, and K. So... it's just a place where they are. The only interesting post I really found there was a few posts down, and it said, how many dislike having a little pussy bitch as president? To me, it is a big embarrassment. And then there was a picture of Joe Biden.
Mm.
And the replies were just people agreeing with him, but I did find this one funny. It said, the country is broken. He screw up everything with his bitch ass.
He screw up everything with his bitch ass.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny, but that board is basically dead. It's kind of pointless.
Does that mean that no one's paying for 4chan?
Yeah, who would? And if they are, they're not going to a special board. It just...
Well, what a disappointment. I really thought there would be something there in terms of like, I don't know what I thought. I thought maybe it was the leaders of 4chan were posting things that were important in terms of forum management.
No, I think... And I think this is a good lesson to get you prepared to being disappointed in 4chan. That's something that you're gonna wanna hold on to that feeling.
Oh, right. Just let me down.
Yeah, just hold on to that feeling because there's gonna be a lot of it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. But this post about Biden being a pussy bitch and his bitch ass screwing up everything is a great way to segue into our next board that you picked, because the next one you picked is politically incorrect.
Mm.
And it's usually just called poll because that's the board. It would be /POL. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to call it poll, but we're on politically incorrect.
Politically incorrect.
Mm, this board is infamous, and I'm sure it will deliver.
Well, the reason I chose that one was, well, politically incorrect. And I was like, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, is it just memes? Like, is it... Okay. And then I thought, or maybe there could be stuff there that we would find interesting.
Yeah.
So, because we tend to get political here, so I was like, well, politically incorrect. I'm interested.
Right. Well, literally the first post is a complete mess. There's so much racism that I feel I should go over this so we can understand what's happening. But it's a complete mess of racism. Oh. So buckle up, because that's what poll is. The post starts with the topic, Moscow Marjorie Taylor Greene chimps out over Ukraine aid passing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wow.
I want to know, just before I get into it, what does that mean to you?
Moscow Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
Chimps out.
Chimps out over
Ukraine aid passing.
Ukraine aid. I don't even. Is it because they support Russia and they're racist?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, good. Well, I have an explanation here because I thought that you may or may not know. So I wanted to know what that meant to you. So first off, the term chimp out is a racist term that 4chan uses to describe angry behavior, usually by black men, but has over time come to mean any violent or irrational lashing out.
Okay.
So it's racist. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is against the Ukraine aid, which makes her a Russian shill.
Mm-hmm.
So they're mad that she's a Russian shill.
Mm.
So that's what's sort of happening in that. Just already.
Well, I was kind of right.
Yeah. So the post itself is a link to a clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene bitching about Ukraine aid passing and complaining about the border to Sky News, which is a British news organization.
Mm-hmm.
So the clip is from Sky News, and they're talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene outside the House of Representatives. And she's like, oh, it's such a shame they're waving Ukraine flags on the floor of the House of Representatives when our borders are wide open. All Americans should be upset, blah, 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 you know. And following the link to that video is a post text that says, LMFAO, dumb bitch is furious, fuck Nick Fuentes too. So, except instead of Nick Fuentes, it uses the racial slur for Hispanics that rhymes with Nick.
Oh.
So, I'm not going to say that, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. So, they're basically saying, you know, fuck Nick Fuentes also. Because he's allied with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be appealing? I mean, don't they like the anti-Ukraine sentiment?
Some of them do. Yeah. But some of them don't. And that's what I find very interesting. That's why I wanted to dissect this post. Because okay. I too was under the impression that all the 4chan people love Russia.
Yeah.
But that's not true. A lot of them are skeptical. And you'll kind of see why. I think this is going to get really interesting here. This is the meat of this episode, is this post. Because it has over 250 replies, and I'm going to pick some out because that's a lot. But someone commented, this is like a combination post. So I'm going to read one post and then the reply so you get an idea of why I'm doing it this way. But someone commented, just another day in the USA, Maji, which is Marjorie, sipping tea as globalist Nazi commies fall over backwards in their imaginary world of Monopoly. Whoops, lost another town, I see, LOL. And then there's a picture of Pepe the Frog dressed as Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Wow.
So this sparked a reply that I think is where we learned something interesting. The reply says, and then there's the green text, globalist commie Nazis. If you remember, green text is like when you're quoting someone or telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pointing out the part that says globalist commie Nazis. They're interested in that being said in the previous post. And it says, sure thing, while she endorsed an actual communist that is Nick Fuentes. If you admit Stalin is your hero, that makes you a communist. Or a crypto in the very least. MTG is also a big shill of Alex Jones that openly promotes Alexander Dugin's national Bolshevik Eurasianist ideology. Perhaps we should question what American conservatives actually mean when they say they're nationalists. Now that is interesting.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yes, it's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weird things are happening because they actually do make a couple of good points. Nick Fuentes does love Stalin, and Marjorie Taylor Greene has been on InfoWars and is heavily connected to Alex Jones, and Alex is a blatant shill for Russia. All that shit is true,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty interesting. Also, conservatives using the term nationalist, but then allying themselves with other non-American fascist organizations is something we've talked about on the show. I've talked about a lot. I find it odd that you can call yourself a nationalist and then ally with fascist organizations in Europe.
And so, and they're criticizing the same thing.
They are.
That is very interesting.
Isn't it? Isn't it? That's super fascinating what's happening here, because I think there's some internal conflict. I think some of them are like, a lot of you guys are super pro-Russia, but that's weird if you claim to be nationalists. And I'm a real nationalist, and I really love America, and right. Your Russian shilling is bullshit. And some of them like to shill for Russia because Tucker Carlson does, Alex Jones does, and a lot of the right-wing people do, because they're really just authoritarian fascists and not actually nationalists.
What?
Yeah.
That is...
Isn't that interesting?
But then... It's just weird, because then at the end of the day, they would all say they hate Joe Biden.
Right, right. They all agree on that, for sure.
But they're splintering on some of these, like, more right wing issues.
Yeah, what kind of right wing? Are you just a fascist? Do you really love America?
Yeah. Are you a nationalist conservative, or are you a nationalist globalist?
Exactly. Exactly. And some of their past is coming to haunt them, too, with the idea of globalism being something that they're super opposed to, but then being like, but we really love the Italian fascists, and we really love the German fascists, and you know what I mean? And they want to be allied with those groups because they share a mutual interest of their racism, bigotry, and hatred, but that also they're foreign, and it defeats their whole America first thing.
Well, it certainly seems to be a hot topic if there were...
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of comments.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. It seems to be something that I've noticed a little bit of, but I think this was a really good illustration of it. Like, this was it happening right now today on 4chan that people are having this argument. And I think it's kind of fascinating.
It's like they're saying you're conservativing wrong.
Yeah. You're a rhino or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not a proper racist, or you're not a proper America lover.
Yeah. You're doing hate wrong.
Exactly. I find that interesting. I think us knowing that is probably a good thing. So this is kind of why I do it, to find shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, to me, there was a little bit of justification there of like, well, I found this, and this is really interesting and does teach us something about the other side that we might not know.
Right, because I know here on this show, we tend to, or we have before, criticized our own side of things, of being splintered on certain... Yeah. Topics and how ridiculous some groups can be, but we're still ultimately on the left. So it's interesting to hear that the same sort of thing is happening on the other side.
Yeah, it's just they use a lot more slurs than we do.
Well, they're way meaner.
Yeah. So it's interesting too that the guy who replied to that post had a picture attached. And it shows multiple right-wing guys like Alex Jones promoting Alexander Dugin's book. And next to it, there's a text that said, some read Alexander Dugin to know thy enemy, and others do it to promote the narrative. So that's also very interesting. Alexander Dugin, for those out there who were unsure who he is, he's a Russian philosopher, and he's kind of famous for promoting the what's called Eurasianist philosophy, which is what it sounds like. It's centering everything on basically Eastern Europe as the main focus of history and importance in the world. He's also a hard right-wing propagandist.
Is this like historical? Is he dead?
No, or he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm clueless.
Yeah. He's still alive, and he has ties to Trump, and there was some stuff with Alexander Dugin and Trump. If you look into him, he's a whole... I could do an entire episode, probably a couple.
Maybe we should.
Just on him. Yeah, that might be something that happens, so... Let's just say Alexander Dugin is a Russian guy who's a philosopher and a hard right-wing asshole propagandist.
Okay.
That's all you need to know for this.
That works.
Uh-huh. So there's obviously a bunch more comments on this post that we could dissect, but I want to move on to another post. This one's a bit further down because, honestly, some of the posts and poll were too racist for me to even talk about on the show, like literally just typing racist words or... Lots of anti-Muslim stuff, raping white women, all that kind of stuff that just, I don't want to get into it. But I did want to cover this one because it gets into an area that you know a little something about.
Oh, good.
And I want to know your opinions. Mm-hmm. And also, I just didn't expect it to take the turn that it does. So this one's kind of fascinating. The post is just a picture from an album cover by a techno group called Infected Mushroom. Have you heard of them?
I have.
Okay. The text there says, is it wrong to hate Jews but at the same time like their music? So that's the question.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's obviously a ton of anti-Semitic comments, but someone chimes in with, I don't care what anyone says, Mel Brooks is hilarious. Which I do.
They're not wrong.
I think this person probably is a Nazi and probably is racist, but they're like, fuck if that Mel Brooks isn't funny.
They're like, pass the popcorn. Yeah, this is so good.
I think Mel would appreciate hearing that, actually. So I wanted to bring that one up because I feel like Mel Brooks would appreciate hearing that. Even in the Nazi groups, they're like, yeah, but Mel Brooks is pretty fucking funny.
But this guy's got it.
You ever seen History of the World Part 2? That shit's hilarious. Yeah. So then something interesting to me happens in a reply. It says, it's pretty funny how a few years ago I used to enjoy psytrance / Goa. My favorite, even trance in general, being the only thing I listen to. Even though I've been on here since Obama, go to a few desert raves when I was younger, etc. Never a music slob, and then F slur, that researchers to find hipster shit or whatever. Just listen to live sets from DJs from parties I've been to, or just use YouTube playlists / radio generated. I don't even know what 95% of the artists' names. I started to read about spellcasting / Jewish mysticism Kabbalah shit. Basically stopped listening to this music altogether. Learned from that those entire genres are 100% Jewish and literally made for doing demonic summoning shit. Fucking Jews conjuring all evil in desert rituals / raves. I was doing the same fucking thing while being completely unaware and actively posting on here for years prior. I get how normies become such good goy now. Sometimes it's hard to be aware.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a lot to unpack there.
Wow.
There was a lot of anti-Semitism. A lot.
That's basically all it was.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was. But I wanted to stop there before I continued and ask what you thought about that, what was happening there.
Well, that's all news to me.
Yeah, well, the reason I bring it up is because, you know, you used to go to some party raves and like some DJ music. And
oh, yeah.
You were familiar with this
yes,
group?
Yes, and with Goa and Psytrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you were there, did you ever notice them casting Jewish spells?
No.
No?
I mean, I don't recall that.
Yeah.
But maybe that it was happening and I was just blissfully unaware.
Yeah, I mean, that they did say normies can become good people and not be aware, so.
Yeah.
They also use the term goy, which I don't know if you know, but that's goyim, which is the Jewish term for non-Jew. Jewish.
Right.
It's the Jewish term for non-Jew.
Right, so then I just wouldn't have known what was happening.
Yeah, you would have been one of the normies.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well... this gets, because I mean, they were talking about doing this in the past, so I was like, this may have been the time when you were interested in that same type of music. That you just didn't find out that it was Jewish
until today,
and decide that you hated it because you're.
I don't hate it though.
Yeah, I know. But that's what happened to this guy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So another comment agrees and says, "I used to go to raves and festivals all the time, and recently went to Electric Zoo since COVID started, and maybe I'm getting older." But there was so much blatant satanic ritual stage setups, I couldn't shake it off. Like a Moloch sacrifice ritual. I still listen to the music, but going to these things feels wrong now. So,
weird.
That's an update. So, apparently the stage setups are satanic.
Wow.
Like a sacrifice.
Huh.
So
raves are...
Yeah, I guess.
Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jewish?
Apparently.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? I mean,
no regrets.
Yeah, yeah. You seem kind of just speechless.
Like, I don't know what, because it's so absurd.
It is. It's super absurd.
Also, I mean, if we want to be fair, I was never really super big into Goa or psytrance.
Yeah,
like trance and like house, break beats, drum and bass.
Yeah,
but. Those were a little too hippy-dippy
for
me.
Yeah, I actually went and listened to some Infected Mushroom because I was like curious from the post. And wasn't my thing. Not my thing.
Yeah.
But I get some people like it, so that's cool. I don't care if they're Jewish. I don't care who the fuck they are. I don't even know if they are. They might not be. It might just be these people's idea. I have no idea.
I actually have no idea either. And even if there were, so what?
Yeah. So I didn't want to end this episode on just like pure anti-Semitism and racism. So I wanted to include like a non-racist post to sort of ease out of our 4chan fortune for this week. 2 4chan, 2 fortune. So actually, I should call it 4chan unfortunate after that last one. But I went to the Animals and Nature board, and I was like, okay, maybe an Animals and Nature.
I chose that one because I was curious, like, what are they thinking about nature?
Yeah, so I thought maybe I'd get something there, and I was like, I'm just going to go with the first one. And it delivered a little bit. So it just says, believe it is possible to accurately guess characteristics or traits of someone by their favorite animal.
Hmm.
For example, if their favorite animal is a fox, they're a furry. If it's a wolf, then they were the weird kid in school. If it's a horse, they want to be dicked down by a horse. If it's a cat, they're feminine or a woman. If it's a dog, they're very basic. What do you think? What are some other examples? I like their starting point because they're going with things you don't expect. The feminine thing was pretty obvious.
Well, they're also doing like a very human thing, which is to categorize and classify.
Mm-hmm.
So they're creating a typology.
Right, right. And they encourage replies, and one of them that I liked said, if their favorite animal is any bird, then they're all of these. Which I gotta agree with.
We're bird like, people they're tend not to be wrong.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Bird people tend to be kind of weird.
Mm.
So, and another one that I totally agreed with said, any reptile equals potential serial killer.
Yeah.
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 So.
How are they not wrong, really?
Yeah. They're not. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wanted to end on that one because the racism was so strong in that episode. I mean, I'll tell you what. I had to skip a lot of things this episode. Like, I would love to just go with, like, these are what the posts are in order just so that it was completely random. But it's too much just horrible, horrible racism. That's like, there's no thing to say about it. It doesn't, I don't learn anything from it. I go back to the beginning of this, like, why am I doing this? What is the point? And do I want to know my enemy? Like that guy's picture said, do I want to know my enemy or do I want to propagate their narrative, right? Which I got from that weird psycho dude's post. But when I asked myself that question, I decided, yeah, a lot of these aren't worth propagating the narrative because it's just racist bullshit. I tried to find ones that at least had something to learn or something funny in them or something that related to you in the case of techno music.
Yeah.
But this is a fun bit to do, but it's also kind of hard. What do you think of the 4chan fortune?
I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't have to go look at it.
Yeah, you don't have to look at
it. I get the edited, watered down version.
Yeah, where I edit out the slurs. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like it.
It's damaging.
I think we should do it again.
Okay. Well, we'll do it again, but it's damaging to my soul. So I just want that out there.
We'll be fine. We'll just take you to a rave.
Yeah, we'll just take an infected mushroom rave. I like that name. That's a kind of a cool name for a group.
Yeah, that's super, super popular.
Yeah, they're from what I was seeing on YouTube, they're also fairly old because the video was from 15 years ago.
So. Yeah, they've been around for a while.
For a hot minute. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe the Jews know something about living for a long time and keeping your musical act together.
That's what I said. We'll take you to a rave.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have no idea, but that's what we have for 4chan Fortune this week. It was pretty crazy. It was soul draining, but I did learn something. I think it's interesting how they're fracturing along the Russia lines.
Yeah, that part is actually very interesting to me.
Yeah, so if anything, we got that out of it. And we had some laughs along the way. And if you like laughs, you know, stick around to the very, very, very end of this episode. And they might have a special little bonus thing for you that might make you laugh, but if you don't, I understand. I wouldn't always do it anyway, but it's a secret. It's a secret. Easter
egg. It's a surprise.
Yeah. It's a Jewish satanic ritual. So anyway, I'm going to let next week be a surprise, but I have a little something planned. And then we'll see where we go from there. I appreciate everybody listening. We have a website, carolinasnowflakes.com. You can go there to listen to our episodes. If you want to send me an email, let me know how you feel about the 4chan fortune bit. Send me an email at carolinasnowflakes@gmail.com. And thanks to Boris for doing a little meow in the background earlier in this episode. If you hear a cat meow, that was Boris. So I appreciate his guest appearance on this episode. And I love everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Bye.
Even though
butterfly.
Yeah.